For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And a major passing in our theater community, Mary Loftus, popular character actress for many years, but will be remembered by many for one unforgettable performance after another in show after show after show. She won an Artie Award for Beauty Queen of Lenon at the New Phoenix, but she had four other nominations. She worked with BUA, where she did Johnny Bull and Dracula and The Bad Seed and Making Gay History. She worked at the Cavanoki, where she did Death Trap, An Unforgettable Night with Mary, Irish Classical Theatre Company, where she did Lovers with the late Chris O'Neill. Just a remarkable and colorful personality, on stage and off, Mary Loftus.
I thought you wrote a beautiful biography of her on your blog, Theatre Talk Buffalo, which folks can access by going to the WBFO website and clicking on Theatre Talk. A great read.
Thank you so much, and lots of wonderful photos provided by her family and various theaters. So, theater going got a bit dicey, not for any of the usual reasons, the flu. I wanted to get over to see Factory for Murderers over at the Alleyway Theater. Neil Raddus directing the play by Scott McRae. Performances canceled for part of last week because one of the lead actors had the flu. They resumed on Saturday, and I'm hoping to fit it into my schedule this weekend, but it's a live medium. And, you know, if you're not well, you can't go on.
I know, but I went to see it. James Kishaki sounded a little bit on the edge there. We were all pulling for him, but I guess the flu got the better.
Well, you often hear stories of performers who just try to power through and perform with a fever, perform with whatever, but there's a point at which it's simply impossible. So we wish him well, and I look forward to Factory for Murderers this weekend at the Alleyway Theater. We both did get out to see Mercury Fur by Philip Ridley, who is one of the in-your-face British playwrights. Subversive Theatre Collective, directed, and I must say nicely directed, by Mike Dobin. This is a piece that needs to be handled carefully because the in-your-face plays are intentionally disgusting, shocking, upsetting, vulgar. That's what they're going for, and it requires a tight ensemble acting. It's also somewhat of a youth medium, a very young cast, some still in college, performing this very dark, post-apocalyptic play.
That's what they're calling it, set in London, and there's some definite Englishisms that are very off-putting to Americans. They use a particular word a lot, and we don't use that word here, but it's very upsetting.
Do you know, it's funny, because there is an American-English version. In New York, it was set here. I don't know why they elected to use the London setting, but they did, and so there you go. A little alienating distance, perhaps. And I think that it's important for people to have some idea of what they're going to be walking into if you're going to be seeing Mercury Fur, because if this is not your thing, it is big time not your thing. A lot of young people in the audience, and they're to be shocked, and very little comfort except in the overarching theme of the play, which is no matter what the circumstance, people need human connection, people need love. That is the ultimate theme of the play. Now, they're not endorsing anything awful. In fact, quite the opposite, but we go on a dark journey to get there.
Mercury Fur, it's at the Subversive Theater through February 8th.
Well, we both went to the Anastasia Trials in the Court of Women, which is Brazen-Faced Varlets over at the Alleyway Cabaret space where the flu did not hit. So we were able to see a show across the hall from the main stage. Lara Haberberger directing an enthusiastic cast in this fun, silly little caprice about a women's theater collective acting out a trial of the people who betrayed real-life Anastasia, who within the play did live, even though historically that's not accurate. That is the conceit of the play. And the audience, well, the women in the audience.
Very important. The women only.
The women only get to be the jury.
It's very funny. A loud laughter right from the word go as these experienced actors just play off each other so well. And I loved it. In the play, within a play, they go off script within the play. And then the other people have to kind of catch up.
Yeah, they're rather competitive and not uniformly supportive of each other. What a surprise.
Even though this is a women's theater collective.
I believe that Carolyn Gage has plenty of experience in the world of women's collectives, and she's a feminist writer. She's written some marvelous plays. One I saw years ago in which Madeline Davis played Typhoid Mary. It was so funny. Carolyn Gage, wonderful playwright, and her play getting a very nice production at Brazen-Faced Varlets, performing at the Alleyway Cabaret.
But only three more shows, tonight, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon, and then it's gone?
Well, we have a few closings. Bridges of Madison County, this is the last weekend for the musical over at the Cavanoki. Cops and Friends of Cops, which we talked about before, that's First Look Buffalo. And None Sense Amen, the O'Connell and Company production, which is at the Smith Theater, always short runs at the Smith Theater. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.